Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Yes, yes, y'all. Check it out, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. Check it out, y'all.
Check it out.
Yo, I find the show, rhyme till it's time to go. I'm designed to blow.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, 9:40, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Finishing up the week strong, five-star in Vegas. Going to join us real quick to give us some winners from this weekend's games. And unfortunately, five-star, I don't know. Did you have the White Sox last night or did you have the Astros?
No, I did not. Good morning to you guys both. I did not. I just watched it. I told all my clients we're going to sit out the first half of the Major League Baseball season this year. I got some projects that I'm doing with some films. It's got my time kind of taken up, but it's also a good time just to kind of scout what's going on. You know, each year it's different in Major League Baseball, and I'm always afraid of the Astros without Altuve, so I'm going to wait till after the break to really get into my baseball betting.
Well, all right, that's just good, smart. Right now you have no idea who's going to win. I mean, honestly, you have no idea who's going to win. It's too early in the season. That's a good approach. What about this weekend? You've seen plenty of college basketball. Give us some winners.
All right, man, we're going to go with my darlings, the Florida Atlantic +3 and also Moneyline +130. They'll be facing San Diego State. Both these teams have been balling all season long. San Diego State represented themselves really well in the Maui Invitational back in November, so I knew that they were going to have a really good season. And the Owls put the whole country on notice when they beat Florida in Gainesville as 14-point dogs. These are just two completely different styles of teams. San Diego State is a defensive-first team. Their motto is that defense travels, and it has for them. But they run a really methodical offense. They pack it in, and they play a lot of, like, one-on-one on the offensive side, not a lot of ball movement, and just hope that the athletes can beat you. Whereas Florida Atlantic is just awesome on the offensive side of the ball, and they also play defense. They have two guys that I've been telling people about all year, Jonnell Davis and Elijah Martin. Davis is one of the best playmakers in college basketball, guys. He's smooth, very efficient, and Elijah Martin is just an athletic freak. He kind of reminds you of Lou Dort that plays for Oklahoma City, just real strong, built like a safety, finishes strong at the rim, can shoot the three. But besides those guys, they have four or five combo guards at FAU that can really play ball, man. They make smart decisions. It's either three-pointer or a layup for them. And I really like what Dusty May's doing over there. I don't think this year is a fluke, and I really like Florida Atlantic to be able to get baskets when it counts. San Diego State is going to have trouble scoring like always, but I think Florida Atlantic's efficiency wins this game.
All right, Florida Atlantic, there you have it. What about the other one?
On the other one, man, it's a matchup of it's the only blue blood left with UConn Huskies. They're looking for their fifth national title. They won their fourth in 2011, actually, right there in Houston. It was called the Kemba Walker Show. The Huskies faced Miami. You know, Miami cut the heart out of the entire Texas, the state of Texas, last week by dominating UH first, and then they stole the game late against the Longhorns. Longhorns had that game in control and just really blew and destroyed my future bet. But Miami's been underrated all season, and UConn has flown under the radar as well. Both teams have been good all year. They both are top 30 in scoring. The difference in this game is going to be the seven-footers in the paint for UConn. Miami's big men were undersized against UH and Texas as well, but they were still able to hold their own. Both teams have electric guards that can shoot and facilitate. The total for this game is 149, which is extremely high for a college basketball game. But with that said, I think this game can get to that total, but we're going to just chop it in half. Let's go first half over 69. UConn has gotten out fast in every game in this tournament. Miami's first half total has won over three of the four games. The Canes are averaging 41 points in the last three first halves, and UConn is averaging 39. So we're on first half over 69 on UConn and Miami.
Do you have a prop
that you're looking at in terms of points, rebounds, whether it's like from an individual standpoint? Are there any individual props you've seen that you're interested in?
Yes, definitely. One of the individual props that I would for sure look over is the over on Jonell Davis on his points, rebounds, and assists. Let me get it for you real quick. I apologize. I don't have it up pulled real quick for you. And he's over 13.5. I think he reaches that. I also like Matt Bradley to go over 11.5 for San Diego State, simply for the fact he's their best player. And the last game that they played, he didn't play the whole second half. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that story. San Diego State lost last year to Creighton in the tournament because Matt Bradley missed two free throws at the end of regulation that could have won the game. He went to get therapy for all of this stuff, and it was, you know, mentally challenging for him all summer. It was affecting him. When the game rolls up this year for him to play, he's thinking he's going to have such a big game. He ends up sitting out the whole second half. The coach didn't play him. So I think that he bounces back and he has over 11.5. He averages about 15 points a game.
All right. We got to cut it there. We're way behind. We had Huggy in studio. I don't know if you heard Bob Huggins, but it was awesome.
Yes.
And thanks for your patience. We got it. We got the first half over. We got FA in the UConn game, right?
Yep.
And then we got FAU.
Yep.
You like Moneyline, too.
Moneyline,
right?
Yep.
Plus three in Moneyline. I also have a ticket on them at plus 625 to win it all. So I'm hoping that UConn comes in after a double overtime game against Miami, tired and under, appreciates the talent on Florida Atlantic, and they continue to be the best team in the country.
Well, unless it's Connecticut, it is going to be a surprise, and an unbelievable national championship for that fan base, which is awesome.
Yes.
Five stars always. We appreciate it, man. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, no, I appreciate you guys for letting me on. Hey, I'll talk to you guys soon. Y'all enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the Final Four.
At Five Star in Vegas. Taking a quick one here. News of the Weird. Come your way next. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.